105.7 The River. In the studio this morning, we have Allison Richmond, Public Information Officer for Haywood Emergency Services. How are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing good. How's your, well, I was going to say spring going, now we're into summer, right?
Yep, we're edging right into summer here.
All right, so getting ready to gear up for hurricane season and getting prepared for that, and also it's June, so Pet Preparedness Month, correct?
Yes. Yeah. June 1st is the kickoff of hurricane season in North America. So we've got, according to the National Weather Service, a little bit lower chance of severe storms this year, which is good. That El Nino effect is kind of stealing some of the thunder, so to speak. So we're okay with that. But we also remember that just one storm is all it takes to cause us problems. So we just want to remember that it only takes one storm to cause us problems in Western North Carolina. So we don't want to rest on our laurels and say that's it's not going to happen here. We know it can. So looking at preparedness, we want to prepare our families, and we don't want to leave out our pets as part of our family in our preparedness plans.
So let's talk about what are some of the items that every pet owner should have in an emergency kit. I mean, well, I guess we should say, let's create an emergency kit for your pet.
Yes, you should have one specifically for their needs, just like for your kids or your elderly relatives. You want to have food and water for your pet and the bowls that they need for 3 to 7 days.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. You're going to want to have that handy to take with you if you need to leave your house or anywhere you go. If you need to go to a friend's house or a hotel or to a shelter, you're going to need that with you. You also want to have their collar and a leash, and if you own one, a harness. Sometimes dogs get scared and they try to back out of a collar. Have a couple extra backups so that you can have the most security if you need to move to a new location. If they are trained or wear a muzzle, bring one with you. Not all animals need one or wear one, but sometimes animals get scared and they may nip or bite when they don't normally. Mm-hmm. So if you have them trained to wear one, bring one with you just in case. Even a soft muzzle like you use to go to the vet is fine.
Okay.
You also, speaking of vet, need to have their immunization records. That's going to be important for sheltering. You need to prove that they have the proper immunizations. You need to have a tag with their name and your phone number and any medical needs listed on that. Great idea. Simple to go and have one printed out. Just about anywhere online, you can get a pet tag made for a few bucks and have one ready to go. You also need to have with you a current photo. Just maybe have that on your phone, just in case they get lost or separated from you or you get misidentified in the shelter. That way you can prove which animal is yours. Along with their medical records, a simple first aid kit. And you can pick this up anywhere, just a first aid kit like you would use for your family, but write your pet's name on it. And add a couple items like a tick key to help pull a tick off of their skin.
Oh, yeah.
Vet wrap that you can get at like a tractor supply store is great to have for all kinds of problems. You can wrap their feet to protect them. You can wrap an injury. I have the stuff for just about everything. You can use it for humans. Just get another roll and toss it in their bag. Have that handy. If you can, a 2-week supply of their medicine. I know that's tricky because you can't always get medications in a timely manner. But have a little bit extra saved aside if possible. This is an interesting thing I didn't think about, but disposable litter trays for cats. If you have cats, you need to have, especially small animals, they all need to be in their own travel crate. And it's best if you bring everything they need from start to finish. So feeding to cleaning, put it that way. You need to have poop bags for your dog. If you come to a shelter, you will be expected most likely to walk your own pet if you're able to. So you'll need to clean up after them. Same thing with cats. There's no guarantee that they're going to have all of those supplies handy, especially the first couple days. So everything you can bring, even if you have a little extra, that'd be great. Just bring along. Couldn't hurt. And again, things to clean up with. Mm-hmm. So litter for those little litter boxes. You can even just use like aluminum pans like you used to bake in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Something like that will travel easy. It's just stuff you don't think about, right? Like,
yeah, everything that you've just mentioned, I'm like, wow, that's you know, you definitely need to prepare ahead of time because that's a lot of things to think about in an emergency, like when you're trying to get relocated or if you're displaced or whatever, you're not thinking about all of these things. That's why it's That's why they dedicate a whole month.
Yes.
to making sure that you think about all this.
I would grab a tote bin, just even an old one, toss in a couple of these things that you don't want to have to gather in a hurry, especially if you have cats or have needs that, you know, you're used to having them be home and they're fine. You don't need to deal with them much. Dogs, it's a little easier. They come and go with you. A blanket is a really handy thing. Say you need to scoop up an animal that's injured, or you need to quick grab them, toss them in a blanket, throw them over your shoulder. That's an emergency situation, but couldn't hurt to have one handy. It's also great to have just a nice comfort place for them to lay down. If their beds are small, don't come bringing your enormous 4 foot long bed. But if your animals are small and their beds are small, go ahead and bring your beds. It couldn't hurt.
Yeah.
Just some general safety tips too. Some things we don't think about. If you experience a storm and then you want to go outside and it's time to walk the dogs, take that first look around the yard yourself. Make sure there's no hazards, no down power lines. Watch for critters. If there's been a flood, there's probably going to be snakes and displaced wildlife. You don't want to toss your dog into the backyard with this kind of stuff and expect them to be safe.
Yeah, so, and assume everything is normal when it's really not.
Yes, yeah. Assume at first, in the first day or so, that everything is dangerous. You need to be with your animal, walk them carefully through the yard, make sure they don't eat anything weird that's laying around. Don't drink the flood water. Dogs are known to drink all kinds of strange things. if your dog's like mine, use a buddy system with your neighbor. If you need to be away for a little while, have them check on your animals. Maybe it's safe to leave your animals at home, but you need to leave. Have somebody come check on them. Have a notice on your window that tells emergency responders how many animals are inside. What do we expect? Do you have three snakes? Do you have two dogs and a cat? Who should we be looking for? And if possible, their names. Sometimes animals will hide under furniture or in rooms, and if you call their name, they might come out.
Yeah.
So let us know who you've got, who you love, and if you need to evacuate your home in an emergency, take them with you. I don't want anybody to leave their animals behind if they leave or feel like they can't leave because they have animals with them. Go ahead and come out of the home. If you have an emergency, if you're in danger, we'll work it out with your animals. One way or another, there's enough animal lovers out there. We'll sort it out, whatever needs to happen. It's not safer to stay home with your animals if there's something bad happening at your house.
And I would think that microchipping is something you might want to consider too, because, you know, God forbid, we do have some type of storm and they run off. It's a good time to be thinking about that too, right?
Yeah, getting reunited with your animals is really hard if you don't have or if they lose their collar. So perfect thing to do. Try to get your animal microchipped. It's relatively inexpensive. They can do it at most veterinary offices. You just show up and tell them that that's what you need and get that taken care of and register that microchip afterwards. So many of them get scanned and don't have a name because no one registered the chip afterwards. So get all that done ahead of time. That's where we talk about plan. Some of this sounds like it's going to take a minute, and it will. Take a weekend, get everything you need, put together. Imagine if you're leaving right now, plan ahead, and then just put that box aside in case you need it. Check on it every so often.
And you touched on this, I think, but what should be included in like pet medical records or emergency paperwork? It's almost like creating a human medical history, like on your phone. You kind of need that for your pet too.
Yeah, absolutely. A great thing to do if you have it printed out is print out your immunization records, take a photograph of that, take a photograph of the business card of your veterinary clinic, where you normally board your animals, if that's different, your normal pet sitters. Write those numbers down, same way you would your family's emergency contacts. So take a photo and save that to your favorites in your phone, so you've got that handy. I recommend doing this with just about all of your paperwork, so you've got a digital copy on your phone.
Yeah.
You're more likely to take that with you than to need to look for it. Another great thing you can do if your pets have known medical conditions, get all that written down. My pet has diabetes. This is the meds that we use. This is the doctor that we visit. Put that all on one piece of paper. Take it to wherever you go for that and get it laminated. You can do it at home. You can take it to like Staples or, you know, some copy shop and have them do it. It takes 10 minutes. And then you've got this nice laminated card. You stick that in your kit. Boom, you're done. And then if anybody has that information, they know exactly what your pet needs.
And we're talking about pet preparedness as we head into hurricane season here in the South. And, of course, it is Pet Preparedness Month for the whole month of June. So, Allison Richmond along with us here this morning. Anything else you'd like to add that we've not covered?
Just a reminder, please do take your pets when you need to evacuate. Don't stay behind. Don't worry about sheltering. We'll find a solution for your animals and your situation. Try to let us know when you're coming in that you've got, you know, six dogs in the car and you need some help with that. But use caution. Think about them as well. Think about them the same way you do your kids. Plan ahead. Plan for yourself. Plan for every member of your family so that you don't have to scramble when the time comes.
And ReadyNC.gov has a lot of this information up right now. And then maybe later on you can check ReadyHeywood.com, correct?
Yes. Yeah, we're going to be adding a page for pets and service animals there as well. Thank you for mentioning Ready Heywood because we're doing a little bit of revamping on that. So the site will still be up and available, but we're going to add some new pages and some new information and transition to a new design a little bit. So look for some changes and some good things happening over there soon.
ReadyHeywood.com is that website, and it's always a great resource for any kind of emergency preparedness. Even if you're not, you know, listening in Heywood County or in another county, it really translates well over to all emergency preparedness. So we appreciate you keeping that up to date for us.
Yeah, thanks. We try to make sure that we include all sorts of resources for Western North Carolina on there.
All right. Well, Allison Richmond, we appreciate you being in the studio today, Public Information Officer for Heywood Emergency Services.
Thanks, Andy. Always a good time.